it's another Bama half-off special. Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch in Prattville has $10 gift certificates for only $5 on BamaHalfOff.com. Locally owned and operated with a hometown family atmosphere, everything at Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch is made from scratch, including their original sauce, award-winning desserts, and their six meats slow-cooked over hickory hardwoods daily. Get your Bama half-off deal from Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch, available now while they last at BamaHalfOff.com.
Well, I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you all the very best of holidays.
Well, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The Democrat-led House Judiciary Committee issuing a 650-page report today detailing why President Trump should face impeachment for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
What a bunch of crap.
Just me, Chair Democrat Adam Schiff wants more information to come out, telling ABC's This Week.
There's more damning evidence to be had, and they don't want the American people to see that. And I think that's disgraceful.
A final vote could come Wednesday or Thursday.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Boeing today announcing it will temporarily halt production of its 737 MAX aircraft in January.
The MAX was grounded in March after deadly crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia that killed a total of 346 people.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A tornado in central Louisiana blamed for at least one death, damaging buildings and cutting off power to thousands. Tornado warnings issued for several southern states. America is listening to Fox News.
Fan of Elf on the Shelf or Pete Buttigieg, right? I think they're the same person, same thing. There's just something about Pete. You can just see him laying on a shelf with that odd smile, that crooked grin. We're going to be doing another conundrum today. Turns out that Sam had won within the last month, so I'll come up with something that can't be Googled this time, and we'll see how you do with that. I don't know if they're scheduled today, but there is one topic that came up this morning I want to address. It's another one of those studies.
Ooh. Polls.
Studies and polls are different. Polls are opinion. Studies are supposed to come to a conclusion. Although you can take a poll and come to a conclusion, and usually they're wrong. We all saw that in 2016. We saw it with Brexit then in 2016, we saw it this weekend. Oh, well, you know, they're never going to get a majority. And Boris Johnson. And the Brits stood up and said, buzz off. And put him in. So they'll get Brexit done. And I do not believe for one second, even though the tables have turned, and those favoring impeachment are underwater, I think it's a lot more than 40%, or a lot less than 40%, that favor impeachment. I really believe that anybody with even... I don't care if you like Trump. We're not supposed to fall in love with the guy in the White House. We want somebody who's going to do a good job for us. I don't know how you can complain about the results he's produced. Stop listening to Rachel Maddow. He's fulfilled more promises in 3 years than most ever do. No, even Roosevelt. In fact, I had the thought, I wonder if a Donald Trump had come along in 1932 instead of an FDR, how different the entire landscape of the country would be.
Very.
I agree. I mean, there are redeeming qualities to Roosevelt's presidency, but let's face it, he was a socialist in many respects. Today was our payday, and I look at that deduction for Social Security. It started out at 0.25% when they first passed it. And they just kept, as politicians do, they keep, hey, we'll raise the benefit, just vote for us. And so they do, and then all of a sudden, and that money should have been protected. And it's amazing, isn't it? Every time they talk about privatizing Social Security, can you imagine if all the money you had paid into that had been in the market over the last year, what your benefit would look like? It would be humongous. But you got to have that. You got to have the right kind of leadership. Instead, they steal money from that fund to pay for their stupid programs that don't work. And yet there's always another group willing to reelect the same stupidity. It's uncanny how that works. Brad McDonald will explain today's market activity. I think the Boeing situation is a big deal, at least in terms of one index. And we'll see how China, all the rest of the stuff that affect your money, coming up.
Hey, folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A multi-agency manhunt is underway in Chilton County. The sheriff's office is looking for Eric Humphrey. Authorities say he's wanted on multiple charges. He was involved in a car chase earlier today near Lay Dam Road and exit 212 on Interstate 65. Call 911 if you see Humphrey or know of his whereabouts. Plus, an update to the robbery that happened last week in Montgomery, injuring an 87-year-old woman. MPD charged 23-year-old Tanwanique Reeves with second-degree robbery for stealing the victim's purse. Reeves was taken into custody Friday, then transported to the city jail on unrelated charges. And tonight is the last night to attend a holiday candlelight tour at the Governor's Mansion. Free guided tours are available from 5:30 until 7:30 this evening. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Strong cold front approaching. That's going to bring a round of showers and thunderstorms, some of which could become severe well into the overnight hours tonight. The main threat would be damaging wind gusts, but tornadoes can't be ruled out in a situation like this. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It'll instantly alert you for a watch or warning for your location. Tomorrow, chance of showers in the morning, windy, colder, falling temperatures. Temperatures falling to the upper 40s by sunset, upper 20s by late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. We're talking about some big weather changes. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, re-gifter, isn't that the mixer that you got for me? Specially, I bought it off late night TV. Hey, re-gifter, I'm so mad, mister. Did you think that I'd forget?
News Talk 93.1 of MWACB. We will be doing a second conundrum in a little while. Right now, though, we want to talk to Mr. Wright on the money. Brand.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. How are you, sir?
Hey, man, I'm doing well. It was a long day today. I guess maybe the week before Christmas, but it.
It's better than it was at Christmas a year ago. But I wanted to ask, that's Manch DeWeenie getting home. I noticed around midday the market was up a couple hundred points, and then I noticed when it closed it was not quite that high, and then I saw the story about Boeing. How much did that MAX story, they're, you know, either stopping making them or whatever, how much did that affect the index? I'm curious.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. In fact, I was going to mention that, you know, and that's one reason why it's so hard to use the Dow Jones Industrial Average as a great barometer, because sometimes you get these companies, like in this case, it's Boeing, where they're still tied up with this 737 MAX and whether the FDA is going to, or when they might allow those planes to, go back up. And it doesn't look promising. It really doesn't. And Boeing, I'm not sure the exact weighting, but I feel like it had a pretty significant impact on the Dow Jones. And if you take it out, I mean, certainly the performance would have been much better than it was today. And, you know, this afternoon, after the market closed, Boeing came out, put out an announcement that they were going to suspend production for January, which is a pretty big deal. In fact, that stock, I think it, last I looked, was down around 3% in after-hours trading. So that's going to impact the Dow Jones again tomorrow. And one way or the other, you know, Boeing really needs to straighten this out and get a clear-cut path for how they're going to deal with this, whether that means just scrapping the aircraft altogether and starting from scratch on something else with a new, or modifying this, changing the name of it. I don't know, because you think about the supply chain that goes into this plane. It's astounding.
Oh, it really is. I have studied this particular topic, not just how planes are conceived and created and the number of people that and businesses far and wide, not just in Seattle where Boeing is, but the shops all over the country that provide specific parts to that assembly line. But here's the question. The MAX is in trouble because there have been two tragedies involving this plane overseas. This is not new in the aircraft business. There have been many accidents. I've never seen one affect, though, a company as much as this one, this particular model of plane. And I find that interesting that they...
Right. No, I agree with you wholeheartedly. In fact, McDonnell Douglas had the one...
DC-10.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s, yeah. They had a lot of...
From that crash around Chicago or something like that. And they, you know, they tried to solve the problem. They took a few months, and then they sort of changed the name, and they kept reminding people, hey, this is, you know, what we've done. And it backfired on them. It ended up being that people were constantly being reminded of how dangerous that plane is.
Yeah.
And so they had to just totally stop, and they never made the plane again. So I think for Boeing in this situation, they really, really need to, I hope they get this right, because, you know, if they don't, it could be, you know, a long road ahead And here's the other thing. If you think about airline companies, you know, you really only have two manufacturers by and large for these types of jets. It's Airbus and Boeing.
Yeah.
That's it. And the demand is so incredibly high, and the supply is so low, and the capacity is so limited, it's gonna create a problem, you know, in terms of travel, in terms of prices for aircraft, parts, supplies, everything. So it's a big deal, but at the end of the day, I mean, there's no question. I mean, the FAA cannot approve and just put this thing back up in the air and then, you know, risk another accident. I mean, it's got to be done the right way. So we'll see what happens, but, you know, back to your original comment, yes, it absolutely had an impact on the Dow, and because it is a very big component in terms of the weighting that it consists of in the Dow Jones. And then tomorrow we'll see that again because of this news this afternoon and after hours. But other than that, I will say, you know, here we sit and I think about, you know, this phase one deal with China, you know, that looks like it's done both now with you, when you've got the Chinese standing up with the president saying, yes, this is a done deal and they're going to sign it here in a couple, 3 weeks or whatever. That's a good sign. You know, Trump's probably going to bring some of the tariffs down, and that's a good thing. So you remove that going into 2020. You combine that with a Federal Reserve that has told us they're not going to raise interest rates in 2020.
Yeah, stability.
And yes, so it's low cost of capital. You have rising wages and incomes. The consumer is very healthy. Energy prices are contained, which is gasoline, fuel at the pump. That's acts as sort of a tax, a variable tax, if you will, on consumers' discretionary income. So when it's flat and stable or down, fuel prices, that helps the consumer. Low interest rates helps the consumer. It helps businesses. And then lastly, I would say with a very, very low corporate tax rate, that allows America to continue to attract a lot of capital from around the world. So I just don't know. I don't, you know, some people might think that I'm like a permanent bull here. I'm just some, you know, or be sounding Pollyannish in some way. And that's not the case at all. You know, you go back years ago, even in the, in 2007, 2008, you know, when we made a bold call back then and removed a significant part of our clients' equity exposure and went into bonds. The market, I think, was down around 11% or something like that at the time. Mm-hmm. And we were nervous thinking, you know, we're going to look like idiots, you know, getting out after a correction. And then we ended up, you know, not having to experience a 50% decline from there. And so there are times when we do get out of the way when we see things that aren't right.
That's what you guys are devoted to.
Yeah, but right now, you know, I look around and I think, yes, I know we're long in the tooth with this bull market rally, and I know we're long in the tooth with this economic recovery, but
isn't
full employment,
based,
rising wages, low taxes.
Again, isn't it this market based on everything you just described? Rising wages, low inflation, and moves like the China deal and other things, which are not short-term euphoric fixes. These are long-term things that will become pillars of the economy moving forward. And you can tell from the way people are spending, this is going to be a record-breaking Christmas. It was a record-breaking Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all of that. People are beginning to believe in this economy. But let's impeach him.
Well, you know, yes. And so on a short-term basis, which we're not short-term traders, we've talked about that so much, and I think our clients and everyone who listens knows that, we try to manage risk, particularly, you know, for people who have retired. I mean, especially because, you know, they can't go back and get another job. So it's about managing risk, managing those cash flows, managing the distributions, and helping them subsidize income in retirement years. So we try to think through and look at significant things that might unfold in the next 6 to 12 months that could change the trajectory over a 3 to 5-year period, because we're long-term investors. But I think, by and large, when you think about U.S. equity indexes, particularly the S&P 500, and people ask me all the time, can it keep going up? Well, of course it can. I don't know if we're going to have a 5% correction or a 10% correction, you know, next month or 2-3 months from now. But I can say that when you look at all the different data that's coming in and you take it as a whole, things are really pretty good.
Well, isn't that nice? That's what we love to hear. And that's why there's, what, 9 days till Christmas, 16 days till the end of the year. Why don't you call Brent at 387-0094 and make an appointment to get a plan that you can start January 1st and start building. Get in on this. Don't feel left out when you hear all this great economic news. Don't you want to become a part of that? And they can find or present options to you that you can pick from that will help you achieve your financial goals. So make that call, 387-0094, for Brant and the Brain Trust of McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, we'll talk tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Take care. And on that MAX, that airplane that Boeing's having trouble with, something that came up in the timeline this morning that I want to discuss when we come back, but this is our special segment of the show, so we've got something for the season coming right out.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You heard us talk with Rich Thomas a little bit earlier. He's super concerned about the weather that's approaching our area. Our risk for severe, potentially destructive weather is elevated. And I just pulled up the Live and Fear Doppler here, and I can tell you that there is a line that literally dissects the country on a diagonal that's, let's put it this way, the cells in that radar getting redder.
And Leon's getting larger.
Can't you take anything seriously? Anyway, that is now starting to enter the northwest corner of the state. And Rich's concern for us seems to be in the, he said, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Right.
So make sure you have your phone nearby when you go to bed tonight in case there's a warning or an alert. It may scare the crap out of you, but it could also save your life. 524.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier this afternoon on I-65 northbound just past the Northern Boulevard. Traffic is still backed up 65 northbound all the way across the Alabama River Bridge and beyond. We're backed up on the Northern Boulevard. We are backed up on I-85 trying to merge 65 northbound all the way past South Court Street. If you haven't committed yourself to one of those highways, take an alternate route if possible. That'd just be a great idea at this point. We have a new accident west South Boulevard between I-65 and Highway 31. Use caution as emergency vehicles are responding there. We have a lot of congestion on the boulevard and heavy traffic all over the city. Please use caution and buckle up. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Alabama certification number 99004.
Hello, I'm Kelly Cooley, business manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Is this the real birth? Is it nativity? Caught in a census in the town of his ancestry. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
He's just a poor boy, foretold by prophecy.
Because the wise men come, wise men go, angels high, shepherds low.
This is how God's love shows.
It's a wondrous
come, wise men go, will Herod let him live?
Hey, Herod, go, he will not let him live.
Better go.
Hey, Herod, he will not let him live.
Better go.
Hey, Herod, he will not let him live.
Better go.
Will not let him live.
Better go.
Will not let him live.
Better go.
Go, 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 go.
Mary Joseph, Mary Joseph.
Mary Joseph, better go to Egypt now. Promise me your son will pay for me.
Merry Christmas. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. I could have put a little more Merry into that Merry. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Like Jimmy Stewart at the end of It's a Wonderful Life. Oh, look at this picture. There's Ilhan Omar, who's married to her brother or her father or somebody. That's how she got in. There with Bernie, with Breadline Bernie. With 3 days until the next scheduled Democratic presidential nomination debate, a new national poll says former Vice President Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are leading the rest of the pack. What a swell group of people you got there. And you idiots that would vote for either one of those, especially Joe, since he actually did what they're trying to pin on Trump, which they can't because he didn't do that. It's just amazing. There must be there must be a form of denial that's beyond my ability to calculate. Well, there's a very naive Supreme Court Justice Roberts who says, we do not have Obama judges or Trump judges. If you really believe that, you don't belong in the Supreme Court. If you haven't seen some of the rulings that have been made in this country, they're making the law. Not Congress, not the president. The courts are making law, and that's not what they're supposed to do. How can some judge, and of course the last time this happened was an Obama appointee, say that the government can't spend $3.6 billion on the wall? Why not? It's military money. The job of the military is to what? Protect us. How many more Americans need to be murdered, raped, or addicted to drugs that come across that border? We have tens, not a few, tens of thousands of hardcore MS-13 gang members in jail who have done horrific things to Americans. But building the wall, this is what we're talking about. And one thing Trump has really done a great job, he has made more federal appointments than in 3 years than Obama did in eight, thank God. But it always seems like an important case comes before one of Obama's appointees, and they just invent their own law. It's amazing. So, yeah, Bernie Sanders, that's our future. Standing in line for everything. He's a millionaire. It's okay, because he's special. Well, that's what socialism is. The socialist doesn't have to live with the consequences of their policies. You do. It's never for the socialist, it's for, and again, this election will be about whether or not American citizens want to be citizens or subjects. Socialism, you're a subject. It's cold, calculating, and very deadly.
Citizen, please.
Yeah.
It's a big club, and you're not in it.
That's what George Carlin warned us about, and it looks like Trump may have come along just in time to spare us from that fate. But meanwhile, and this is why I can't watch The Irishman, I don't care if it gets 500 frickin' Academy Award nominations, Robert De Niro is the biggest ass
hat
in America. He's always at the mouth. Trump's worse than killer Travis Bickle.
What?
What is wrong with you, man? What is wrong with you? You live in New York. New York would be a big slum, including Manhattan, if Trump hadn't renovated Lower Manhattan with his own money and determination. It would. I saw it in the early 80s. It was not impressive. The only way New York's skyline looked good was against a sunset. That was pretty impressive coming in from Queens. But walking the streets of Manhattan, Times Square, you didn't feel safe. It was decrepit and dirty and run down. And New Yorkers, again, show their sophistication by electing a communist to run the capitalist capital of the world. It's unbelievable how this works out, isn't it? We see all this insanity all over the country, and they vote for it. 535, I-85 behind the building. Seth and I went and did an investigative study.
It was a little slow.
But, yeah, let's going find north. Out what's causing that.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we have an accident. I-65 northbound past Northern Boulevard. Traffic is backed up back down 65. Northern Boulevard is backed up trying to merge to 65 northbound. I-85 is backed up from the interchange all the way to Jackson Hospital. If you're not already in that traffic, try to avoid it. Take an alternate route if possible. West-South Boulevard at I-65, we have an accident there on the boulevard. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have a very congested Eastern Boulevard, a very congested Taylor Road, and people are sitting in traffic everywhere. So just keep listening and enjoy the radio show, folks. Hey, if you're going to have a Christmas puppy under the tree, make its life come complete with Invisible Fence. With both indoor-outdoor systems, they'll fix you up. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
All right, we promised another conundrum, so let's do it. For a 14-inch, three-topping pizza from the pizza place, where we will be tomorrow right after the show, at 6. And here it is. What do farmers, architects, and hairdressers have in common? They're the top three at something. If you think you know what that something is, call me, Something Claus, at 272-9228 to win that pizza. What is it that farmers, architects, and hairdressers have in common? 272-9228. I know you won't disappoint me.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
All right, the question is, what do farmers, architects, and hairdressers have in common? They're the best at something. What is that? We got Jake. After all of that hocking and chatting, we got Jake at 272-9228. Hey, Jake.
Hey, I'm going to have to guess a very good understanding of angles.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There is a, I can make a vague correlation. No, we're not laughing at your answer.
It makes sense.
Well,
it does.
Try again, because you're the only person calling at this point.
Yes, sir.
All righty. 272-9228. Farmers, architects, and hairdressers are number one in this particular category.
I saw what it was this time. That's a good one.
272-9228.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. An update to the robbery that happened last week in Montgomery, injuring an 87-year-old woman. MPD charged 23-year-old Tanwanique Reeves with second-degree robbery for stealing the victim's purse. Reeves was taken into custody Friday, then transported to the city jail on unrelated charges. Plus, a multi-agency manhunt underway in Chilton County. The sheriff's office is looking for Eric Humphrey. Authorities say he's wanted on multiple charges. He was involved in a car chase earlier today near Laydam Road and exit 212 on Interstate 65. Call 911 if you see Humphrey or know of his whereabouts. And tonight's the last night to attend a holiday candlelight tour at the Governor's Mansion. Free guided tours are available from 5:30 until 7:30 this evening. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi there. You were the next caller through. What do you think this is that architects, farmers, and hairdressers have in common?
They have the most sex.
He says they have the most sex. Could that be it?
Oh, now which one of those are you?
That's true. So guess what? Next time you have it, you can enjoy a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place because you know you're going to get the cheese.
That is great.
Don't go away. Rose is going to get your information. Yeah, I don't know why. All I have is the answer. It doesn't give us the background on why that's true. But farmers, hairdressers, and architects. I know one local architect.
Really?
I don't want to name any names. It's 541.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Before we hit the forecast with Rich, there is a huge line of very strong thunderstorms now crisscrossing Mississippi from southwest to northeast. Part of that's moved into northwest Alabama, and that is expected here last time frame from Rich on the show earlier. 11 p.m. tonight to 3 tomorrow morning. That can always change, but that's where he's got it ballparked right now.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Strong cold front approaching. That's going to bring a round of showers and thunderstorms, some of which could become severe well into the overnight hours tonight. The main threat would be damaging wind gusts, but tornadoes can't be ruled out in a situation like this. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It'll instantly alert you for a watch or warning for your location. Tomorrow, chance of showers in the morning, windy, colder, falling temperatures. Temperatures falling to the upper 40s by sunset, upper 20s by late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. We're talking about some big weather changes. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. I don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door.
And that's the end of that. We only allow for 30 seconds of the hippopotamus song because it's illegal or something like that. I don't want to get all morbid here. Earlier today we were talking about the situation with Boeing and this MAX aircraft. And it's a serious situation because there have been two fatal wrecks overseas. And it's horrible wherever it happens, but I'm always suspicious because I watch the show Air Disasters. And if you watch that and realize that something as tiny as a washer, I'm not making this up, something as insignificant as a washer can bring down an aircraft full of people, you'd never fly again.
I saw one, and there was a piece of tape over a hole in the side.
Yes, it gave a false reading or something.
And they had I told them and the elevation.
It was done by
a painter or a cleaner or somebody.
There was a story this year. Somebody, we don't want to make any assumptions here, but with connections to radical Islam, tried to sabotage a plane in North Carolina.
Mm.
Same way. There's a lot of evil out there, but. The Concorde, which flew for several decades without a single incident, crashed in 2001 because the plane that took off in front of it, which was a DC-10, another plane with a real troubled history, lost a ring off one of its engines and a 10-inch metal part, about an inch tall, and, you know, like any metal strip, maybe a quarter inch thick. fell on the runway face up because it was twisted. The Concorde rolled over this. You think that's a jet. What could happen? It's just a 10-inch piece of metal. It punctured the tire and sent a piece of debris up into the fuel tank in that wing, wow, which started the fire. There was no hope of saving that plane. But there again, and, you know, the way they can do the forensics on these things, here's what I really wanted to mention. When you look at the way we've improved radar and made planes so much safer, you wonder how anybody ever flew commercially in the 50s or 60s. Because it was on this date, 1960. I was a kid, but I remember the news bulletin coming on. Yeah, ironically, it was a TWA and a United plane that collided over Manhattan. The same two airlines had a collision over the Grand Canyon in 1954 that killed the exact same number of people, 128.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it was a DC-8 jet and one of those old triple-tail Constellations collided over Manhattan during bad weather. They had no way of knowing. Air traffic control could only tell you what altitude to fly at and what direction to go in. They didn't have readouts on screens and all this. People really, if you were flying into weather, you were really taking your life into your hands then. And wrecks were a lot more common. But what was weird about that, and I eventually went to look at this church because I remember the story. The jet came straight down into the Bronx and crashed into the front yard of the Pillar of Fire Church, ironically.
Wow.
And there was one kid who was bounced out of the plane into a snowdrift who survived for 3 days. I remember his name, Stephen Baltz. Almost impossible that anything would even be recognizable falling 6,000 feet straight down, pretty much. Somehow that kid survived and lived for 3 days, and it was kind of like a national vigil at the time. But that accident claimed the same number of victims as the one that happened 6 years previous. Everybody spent big money, comparatively speaking, to fly, and everybody dressed up for it. But if people knew just how lame the air traffic control system was in those days, I don't know if they would have gotten on a plane at all. They really didn't know. Radar only went so far.
And a lot of those pilots were hammered.
I'm sure that was a factor. We have had accidents caused by pilots doing suicide.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
If I'm going to go, I'm taking everybody with me. That's pretty selfish.
It happened to a commuter airline in, I believe it was Germany. Guy flew the plane right into the side of a mountain.
Oh, man.
And they didn't find that out until they looked into the guy's history.
Oh, that was only one of your air disasters, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. There were a lot of red flags. Nobody paid attention. Kind of like 9/11. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from those Jeff Mallinson and his team. They're going to be visiting us this week. And I'm sure they're going to bring news of something special going on at GFD. Georgia Floors Direct, the flooring destination since 1969. They just recently absorbed the inventory of a flooring business that went under. And absorb their inventory for pennies on the dollar, and they're turning that, most of it, room remnants of all types and styles that you can get for a similar value. It's always a wholesale price, but in this particular situation, the savings are even more dramatic. And then they arrange installation with their team of people, the very best at what they do. So when you're ready for flooring, whether it's a room, a whole house, swap it out carpet for tile, hardwood, laminate, they've got it in great abundance at Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination for 50 years. Chad, I know you're there, and I need you to hold for 2 minutes.
George Yamaha, Troy, Alabama, says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And now celebrating 47 years in business. For all your motorcycle, ATV, or watercraft needs, see George Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
From the moment her granddad put her face on the package, little Debbie's been the sweetheart of American Snackage. And so when you're out shopping with a family to please, grab some little Debbie treats for spontaneous parties. Oh, and breakfast and lunches, they make great road trip food. Grab all your favorite varieties for any time you're in the mood. From our family to yours, we take pride in what we make. So hit the store and unwrap a smile, because today we bake.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Available now. It's another Bama half-off special. Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch in Prattville has $10 gift certificates for only $5 on BamaHalfOff.com. Locally owned and operated with a hometown family atmosphere, everything at Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch is made from scratch, including their original sauce, award-winning desserts, and their six meats slow-cooked over hickory hardwoods daily. Get your Bama Half Off deal from Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch, available now while they last at BamaHalfOff.com.
Hello, I'm Jerome Davidson, account representative at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Jerome DeGino.
Please clap.
I agree. All right, Chad, we have about 2 minutes and 20 seconds. It's all yours.
What's your Victor, Victor? I don't know if you guys remember this, but there was an air crash in Birmingham. I think it was about 25 years ago. I was still practicing law up in Birmingham, or it was a commuter jet, Bell Express 508, I believe it was. And the only person to survive were the captain and a very well-known lawyer out of Birmingham named Mabry Rogers, who is a lawyer with Bradley A. Ranch. Mabry actually survived the crash and walked to a house. And it crashed in a heavy thunderstorm into two houses, and he survived with basically no injury.
Wow.
Everybody else was killed. And I've done a couple of airplane and helicopter crashes in my practice. And what you just said a minute ago about flying in bad weather, that is probably the number one cause of air crashes, especially among private planes.
Yeah.
People who are not instrument rated get caught in like a thunderstorm in the afternoon. They get blinded. A lot of people don't realize this, but when you're flying in clouds, your mind plays tricks with you. You think you're banking right when you're actually banking left, and you don't trust your instruments because your inner ear is telling you that you're someplace else.
Yeah, the reason for that is it's also a condition they call snow blindness. I've had that happen to me a couple
of times. Facial disorientation.
You got to have a focal point or your brain goes like weightless. It's really, really scary
weird. To let people know what it's like, you mentioned snow blindness. If you've ever been in a driving snowstorm and you're on the interstate and with your lights on and all you see is the snow come ahead of you, you literally kind of lose track of where you are.
Yeah. It, again, it's a trick with the brain.
Right.
That focal point. That is what killed JFK Jr.
Absolutely.
Spatial disorientation, I think.
He was flying in fog. He got spatially disoriented, and almost every one of the guys that do that, they nose it straight in, and they don't even realize they're flying straight into the ground.
He did. That's what the damage on his plane indicated.
And let me tell you, I've actually seen the results of that. There ain't nothing left. Nothing. You know? And you're lucky if you find a person or any part of a person.
Chad, I got to run. I appreciate the call.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And on that note, we'll say goodnight. Rusty and David are next. He said.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We still have that accident on 65 northbound. The good news is 65 northbound is moving a little better. However, we still have traffic backed up on the Northern Boulevard and on I-85 trying to merge onto 65 northbound. It is moving but slow. Take your time and you'll get there eventually. If you're not already committed, take an alternate route. Folks doing that have flooded Highway 31 to Prattville. There is very heavy traffic on it. We also have a new accident, a minor crash at East South Street at McDonough Street. That's one of the feeder streets down to the interstate to make that merge 85 northbound on 65. It is just a mess downtown. Avoid it if at all possible. We are congested all over the city, especially on the Eastern Boulevard. Drive carefully this afternoon. Want a career in automotive collision repair? Trenum State now offers classes Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call John Beckingham at Trenum State, 420-4333. The College for Real Careers, Trenum State. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas here from Montgomery Eye Physicians. This holiday season, add the gift of sight to your wish list. Whether you're seeking a custom cataract procedure, LASIK, or other vision correction surgical options, Montgomery Eye Physicians is here to help you and your loved ones see life clearly. At Montgomery Eye, you're going to be working with local board-certified surgeons using the latest medical technology and techniques to provide the highest level of care. Hey, if you have a Flex spending account, check out the Flex calculator on their website to find out how much you could save on elective vision procedures. For more information, call their office or visit them online, 271-3804, 271-3804, or online mep.com. From lenses to LASIK and all that's between, happy holidays to you from the Montgomery Eye Team, 271-3804.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
From the moment her granddad put her face on the package, Little Debbie's been the sweetheart of American Snackage. And so when you're out shopping with a family to please, grab some Little Debbie treats for spontaneous parties. Oh, and breakfast and lunches, they make great road trip food. Grab all your favorite varieties for any time you're in the mood. From our family to yours, we take pride in what we make. So hit the store and unwrap a smile. Because today, we bake.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Sidex Nasal Spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Sidex Nasal Spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Sidex Nasal Spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Hi, this is